Hi, welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN. I'm David Dye. Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros formed in L.A. in 2007 and sometimes put more than 10 members on stage for their enormously energetic live shows. They recently released their debut disc, Up From Below. Edward Sharpe is the alter ego for Alex Ebert, and he and fellow band member Jade Castrinos join us before we head to the stage at World Cafe Live for live performances. Before forming the Magnetic Zeros, Alex was in an electro-rock band called I'm a Robot and has definitely gone through a personal change. I ask him, what was the impetus for that change?
I guess I felt very congested, and I think, honestly, I had been posturing so much that I lost track of my body and my spirit, you know what I mean? And in an effort to, like, regain that, I sort of stripped everything away and started again. And
I have the word rebirth.
Yeah, totally.
Written down here.
Uh-huh.
And it seems like part of that. Well, it's interesting you say that, and do not think that I'm the one saying this, but there are people who have pointed towards your Edward Sharpe persona as posturing.
Yeah, I know.
And that's really interesting, that for you it's the opposite.
What did I hear? The Guise of a Messiah on the iTunes thing. It's sort of...
the size says a lot. In looking over everything about this band, the desert seems to figure a lot in it. I mean, from obviously one of the first videos out there was for a desert song, that features your dad and you, I suppose that is right, chanting in the desert.
It's my kid's sister.
Ah, okay.
But the desert is really important to me. I think about it a lot. It's where it's just it and me, like, and whatever it is, like, it's a communication that's really, really, really direct and, like, right there, you know? I don't know if it was, I don't know what it was. I know that I spent a lot of time in the desert as a kid, traveling through it with my dad and getting out and camping in it and running around in it, and just, and I even had some really, I've had some intense experiences in the desert, and even when I was little as a kid, and when I was 7, I had a really almost sort of miraculous experience in Monument Valley, which is where that Super 8 video takes place.
What happened?
It was Halley's Comet, and I was trying to focus on Halley's Comet, and I ended up going into having a very, very intense and serious vision that it totally, like, changed the course of my mental internal life.
Describe that vision at age 7 a little better. Is that hard to do?
Well, I'll tell you, if you go into the video, if you watch the video.
This is for Desert Song.
This is for Desert Song. If you watch the Desert Song video, part one, and the kid is looking through a telescope, me, as a young boy, is looking through a telescope. I was looking at, trying to find Halley's Comet, couldn't find it, focused on the moon, and then the moon suddenly began moving out of the telescope's scope and circling me, and then getting closer, and then... You know, the thing is, I'll write about it one day. It's still a little private in a way to me, or like it's still like I'm still taking care of the vision, you know, like right. I don't feel totally comfortable putting it out there yet, but it's
well, it is in the song and it is in the video.
Yeah, like it's an approximation of a really rough sketch of it is in the video. And the thing is that the vision was sort of speaking to me in another language that I haven't deciphered yet, you know. So I don't totally yet know the meaning, and it was, it's just one of those things that, like, from then on, it just sort of was always and has always really been there. And it's one of those things, too, that I've tried to talk to with therapists or... whoever, and have gotten nowhere. although recently I think I did make a little bit of progress, but it was just so incremental that it's not totally worth telling you about. But all I can say is that it felt like a communication, and also it was a sort of a mark or an indication of history before my history. Like, I had some sort of thing with this being that was not something I had done in the last 7 years. You know, it was something else.
What did your parents do that they were in the desert so much?
My father just was an actor,
mm-hmm.
and became a psychotherapist. But one of those Big Sur, Esalen, Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice,
the movie
crying, yeah. screaming, role-playing therapist that asks your waitress how she's really feeling, and gets up and moans and stretches in the middle of a fancy restaurant and embarrasses the bejesus out of his son.
Basically, he's the best.
He's the best, yeah. And he would take these large, like, sabbaticals, basically, and just take us all over the place, and just me and my sister, or sometimes just me, and Christian, too, who's come on some trips with us, who's our guitar player, one of our guitar players. So, you know, and I've gone to him. He's alive and well, and I've gone to him and sort of tried to extract just something, like, just like, you know, some hint of what, because he was there when I had that vision. In fact, he had to pin me down and until I passed out, basically. And his answer is always the same. It's just like, oh yeah, I don't know. And I was like, you know, he has an amazing memory for everything else, but I don't know. So I haven't, you know, it's my own journey to figure it out, apparently.
Well, there's another wonderful song that you and Jay do together called "Home" on this album. And where is home? Is that hard to say now?
There's a secret message in that song. Home is wherever you are.
Yeah.
Home is wherever there is you.
So you feel quite comfortable here. That's good.
Well, yeah. I mean, gee, I haven't really thought about L.A., for instance, and missing L.A. and wanting to be and thinking of that as home at all. Home is the bus right now. I mean, as far as like the little place we got that we go back to, you know, as far as a physical home. But definitely home is, like, for instance, just, you know, it's within each of us, obviously, and also in the, like, raw, honest, and loving communication between people, you just feel that instant, like, relaxed warmth that inspires the whole concept of a home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there is a gospel-like fervor to what you guys do, and that seems to be something that you that comes from the community aspect of it.
Man, it's, you know, like, raising spirit and within myself and within others and everyone participating in that is, you know, that's what I think community is all about. And doing that in a compact set of time and really raising it, like, as much as you know, you can, without a roof, without limit, to the greatest of your capability as a vessel for energy, you know, that's, you know, obviously there's common, like, you know, certain churches try and get you there, or certain groups, or I don't know, certain drugs, and you know, I think that those comparisons are obviously, like, legitimate in a lot of ways. And the thing that I think that we have to keep in mind and always remind ourselves of and remember is to just be children. Keep it super simple and from the heart, you know.
Well, there's an intensity, a really kind of loving, quiet intensity that goes on. Quiet's not really the right word in what you guys do. Is it hard to get to that place every night?
No, man. No, it's hard to not get there because it takes a lot of energy to like suffocate like feeling, you know what I mean? And to suppress. It's mostly an act of letting go.
Mm.
That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's great to have such a large band to help you do that, too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, if I'm feeling nervous or something, or I haven't let go or something, it's really easy to turn to the other audience or, like, the other crowd, which is behind me, this group of, like, 10 amazing, like, family members, basically, and just look at any one of their faces and just be, like, you know, completely brought into the zone. You know, each one of us is really sort of commits to that letting go concept and the whole process of smiling, you know what I mean? And it's really infectious and really supportive. Yeah.
Well, we'll see how that translates from the live to the radio as we'll go on stage now at World Cafe Live with Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, Jade and Alex. Thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Onto the stage at World Cafe Live.
Yeah. Hey, is that tea? Hi.
Of my eyes.
That's right.
It's not some place.
Oh, it's right there.
Oh, it's right here.
Oh.
It's right here.
Home is where there is you. That's right.
Oh, home. Yes, you are home, home, home. Home, you are me and I am you.
Home, finishing up our set from Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros. It's also on their debut album, Up From Below. Jade Castrino's singing with him on that one. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia and XPN.org. There is more where this comes from. In fact, you can stream almost all of our interviews at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. Till next time, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.